In continuing our teaching, hearing the word we need to keep us going, we looked at verses number 5 of 1 Kings chapter 19 and dealing with Elijah the prophet. And as he lay and slept on the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. In part 1, we kind of brought out how God had to allow this man to go off in the wilderness and to get in by himself. God has to prepare us to receive from him. See, Elijah's physical man was breaking down. He was so depressed. He was so down. He was just on a nerve of breaking down. There are many of you leaders listening to me today. Well, you need to start delegating authority. You need to start getting away from the petty stuff and allowing people to work with you and stop trying to do everything by yourself. You see, because when you're trying to get clearer directions from God, you got to give up the petty stuff and let folk deal with some things that you should have been gave up on. You see, God will send people to ministries to work with you as a leader. But you have to trust the people enough to do the work. And don't just always jump the moment something go wrong. Let the people learn through mistakes they might make. I know you might not like this here. But you see, God had to get Elijah away from everything and everybody in order for Elijah to be prepared to receive something greater from him. You see, God wants to send a word directly to us, but we got to be ready to receive that word. And notice something here. Elijah had to get away from his servant. He went into the wilderness. And while he was out there, he went to sleep. He had to rest. Then the angel told him, get up and eat. God is trying to build up his physical man so that when God speak, he would hear what God is saying. Sometimes we can go off assumption on what we thought we heard and not really knowing exactly what God is saying. See, we cannot hear a word we need to hear if we're always around people and don't want to be by yourself. And I mean, sometimes you got to isolate yourself from people. I know sometimes people might think you're acting funny and you don't want to be bothered with nobody. No, that's not it, my friend. There's a pull in me now, there's a drive down in me. We have a mandate upon our lives as the people of God to find out what God is calling us to do in this hour. Because there's such a cry for wine in the streets today. There are people that's perishing and people that's asking God to send them help. And God is looking for people that he can send to places like Paul had the vision of the man in Macedonia saying, come over here and help us. God is looking for people he could just send at the spur of the moment. But you see, God can't send us nowhere if we always around people that's calling it, people that's complaining and people that's negative. Honey, that's draining your strength. You get before God and God strengthen you, and then you hang around folk that ain't trying to go nowhere. You hang around people that's just depressive and they're just negative and always talking about their past. When God trying to give you a brighter future than your past. Oh, let me slow myself down here. Notice something in verse 6 here. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, watch this, and lay him down again. God was trying to get his physical body built up. God was trying to get his mental capacities in line so that when God talk, he can hear. The Bible says, for God speak it once, yet twice, yet man perceive it not. Sometimes God, and no, you know, sometimes God is always talking. But the problem is we're not listening because we sometimes so busy, we're so occupied trying to get this, we're trying to get that. We're trying to hang with this group. We're trying to be seen. We're trying to get a name built. We're trying to get a reputation. God said, forget all that kind of stuff. I got to let something hit your life that's going to get you away from everything and everybody where I can get your undivided attention. My God, here, watch this here. Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat. Watch this. Because the journey is too great for you. Elijah, I've allowed you to go into the wilderness. I've allowed you to leave your servant where he was at. I've gotten you away from people, places, and things so that I can put in you what I know you're seeking me to put in you. See, we asking God for greater things, but God can't give us greater things if we always around people that's drawing the little strength we got right now. And you see, we don't understand everything that happens in life. Why this didn't work and why that didn't work and why this person walked out on me? Why that person just turned their back on me and why this person don't want to be my friend no more? All that kind of stuff, God out his hand in the pot and see God hooking up some gumbo here. But see, God sometimes got to connect you with the right people that you least expect that's in a different place. But you see, when you got tunnel vision, God trying to bring us from tunnel vision to peripheral vision. God wants you to look all around you, my friend. God wants you to realize they got more ahead of you than they got behind you. And notice something. He told him, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. So he got up and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat. Watch this. 40 days and 40 nights until the Horeb, the mountain of God. It's amazing as you walk with God. There are things you will come to discover. Why things happen sometimes in life that you don't always have an explanation for. And we need to start being honest with people. We don't understand everything. Quit telling people, I understand, but half the time you don't know. Because if you've never been through stuff people have been through, how in the world are you going to tell them you understand how they feel? No, you don't. If you've never been on drugs, I don't know how a person feels has got a monkey on their back, but I know that Jesus can set them free. But my point of what I'm saying to us as people of God is hearing a word you need to keep you going. But so if we keep on reading down, God allowed Elijah to get away from people, to get away from places. And then God began to have him to eat and to rest. Watch the preparation here. He got away from people. He got away from things. He was by himself in the wilderness. God sent an angel. The angel began to feed him. He was sleeping. He got back up. He ate again. God is building up his physical man. Many of you listening to me today, you on the verge of a nervous breakdown. You're about to crack. You're under so much pressure and stress. You're trying to do so much with nothing as wrong as trying to do things for God. But God don't want you stressing out like you're doing. God don't want you to break down, because you're no good for him if you broke down. See, God sometimes got to get us away from everything. Get away from ministry. Get away from this. Get away from that. And get you in a place where you can hear what he wants to tell you as an individual. It's one thing for us to lay before God for messages for people. I'm telling you from experience. We could get before God and, Lord, give me a message. And God will do just that. But there come a time in your life as a minister, as a servant, that you need to get a word from God for yourself, not for nobody else. And see, Elijah's at this place in his life where he's been going through so much. God been using this man. My God, man called down fire from heaven, raised the widow's son back to life. And now his life is threatened. What do you do now? Here it is. We may not encounter a lot of things Elijah have encountered. We might not raise the dead back up to light. We might not call down fire from heaven, but God is using us in ways today to reach people. And if your life and your ministry is effective, you can expect the enemy to come at you through people. Just like Jezebel was the vessel the devil used to come at Elijah, trying to discourage him, trying to get him off course. But yet God knew, I got to let something happen to this man to get him by himself where he can give me his undivided attention, because Elijah, you're too busy. And sometimes you can become so busy in ministry where you're not ministering to God. I thought about Samuel. See, Samuel ministered to the Lord, and then the day came when God let him minister for him. We got to spend time ministering to God before we can minister for God. Oh, you missed that one there. We got to spend time ministering to God before we can minister for God. And you see, Elijah was so wrapped up in what he was doing. And so sometimes we can become so wrapped up in ministry, trying to reach people and trying to reach this and trying to get that, when we're forgetting the one that called us to ministry. And God know how to get our attention. So if you keep reading here, when Elijah was in the cave, the wind passed by, but the Lord was not in the wind. The earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. The fire, and the Lord was not in the fire. Earth, wind, and fire. Watch this. What's amazing is, the way we used to think God is coming, he's not. See, when you first got saved, God used to deal with you and show you different things, which you know you was accustomed to doing. But now as you walk with God, a lot of things will change in your walk with him. Because as you mature, and as you grow, and as you develop, your faith in him will increase, is correct. But God's method of dealing with you may differ a little here and there sometimes. And God is trying to show us, don't be so accustomed to me coming to you the same way, because I'm too big of a God for that. See, the earthquake, the wind, the fire, God was in none of that stuff. But now watch something in verse 12. And after earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Notice that. A still, small voice. Something new. Something different. Something Elijah never expected. Something Elijah never dreamed about. Something Elijah never thought about in a million years. How God would come to him. Not through the earthquake. Not through the wind. Not through the fire. Not through the noise. Not through the tambourine. Not through the organ. But a still, small voice. But note something. The still, small voice came when Elijah was by himself in a cave. No one to distract him, no one to alter him, no one to get him involved with nothing, because there was nothing in the cave, period. What is that showing us today? Hearing a word, we need to keep us going. There are many of you listening to this message today, and I feel this so strong in my spirit. You've been asking God, Lord, what will you have me to do? Where do we go from here now, Lord? What's your directions for my life? God is going to answer you. But God has to get you away from a lot of people you're around. He has to get you from the surrounding because it's distracting you. Just like with Elijah, he left his servant. He went into the wilderness. He got away from people, places, and things. Now he's in a cave where nobody's to distract him. And God is going to give you the directions you're seeking. He's going to answer you. He's going to give you the word you need to hear to keep you going. It's one thing for us to be used by God to encourage other people to tell them to go on. It's going to be okay. But then when the thing is script, see, and then when Jezebel, who was the tool the enemy worked through to come at Elijah, the enemy is going to work through people to come at you and I to try to discourage us. And we're going to need a word just like Elijah did. And see, don't ever think that you're invincible. We need one another. No man is an island. And the thing that happened is Elijah got away from everything. He got away from everybody. And then the still, small voice. Notice that. The still, small voice. Be still and know that I'm God. Stand still so we can see his salvation. The still, small voice. Notice, when Elijah's inside the cave, there's no human around him. I want you to catch this picture. Nobody's in the cave with Elijah. The still, small voice. Elijah was able to hear because, number one, God prepared him to hear the word he needed to hear. I kept saying this in part one. God has to prepare us to receive his word. Elijah was so broke down. He was so tired. And if you notice, he went to sleep under the juniper tree. And you say, get up and eat. He went back to sleep again. That shows you how sometimes you could just be going and going and going and God trying to tell you to rest. Pull aside and rest. Come aside and rest a while. Take it easy. Stop. Be still. Wait. We just in a hurry to do stuff. God is saying no. So God had to allow this to happen to Elijah. Where Jezebel was attacking him to get him away from everything. Stay tuned for part 3 of hearing the word we need to keep us going.